Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Property and Development Subcommittee meeting for the Derby Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. Today is Thursday, September 25th at 5 p.m. If we could all please stand for the pledge at 5:21.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And can we please have the roll call?
Jessica Berrios Perez, Rob Hyder,
Here.
Amy Pentanici,
Here.
Sarah Widomski.
Here.
Okay, the record should reflect you have a quorum present, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Item number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of agenda. Does anyone have anything? No? Hearing none, we will move to item five, public portion. Would anyone from the public wish to speak? Would anyone from the public wish to speak?
I would. Jack Walsh.
Hi, Jack. Go ahead.
I saw on the agenda the item for the trolley stencils on the sidewalks, and I'd just like to support that. It would not be the first time. About 10 years ago, we did work with Ansoni. It was the two Rotary clubs, and we did paint the trolleys on the old belt line, which is a historic line around the two towns. And I guess Lisa is doing that again. She's doing a little bit different. We did it every tenth of a mile, but the trolleys were painted by Public Works. It was supposed to be the clubs, but then Public Works did it anyway, and they were red in Derby and they were blue in Ansoni, and it was I thought it was a good idea then. I think it's a good idea now, so I'd like to support it.
Thank
And
you,
then
Jack.
no, I have to
Sorry.
get my dig, you know, I'm gonna get it in. I'm still saying that you passed a motion last year about cobblestones in the street. At the time, I said, I think it's a motion about nothing. It's a year later, I'm still going to say it's a motion about nothing. So I'll leave it at that.
Thank you, Jack. Would anyone else from the public wish to speak?
Didn't know what part I'm on, so. Franklin Yudkin, is this a part or another part?
Item number six. You could speak now if you'd like. That's
Okay.
go ahead.
I'm
Thank
Franklin Yudkin. I appreciate you letting me speak. I'm Harold Yudkin's son. I was raised in Derby. I went to Irving School. I was in Cub Scouts in Derby. I lived on David Humphreys Road most of my life, practiced law there. My father gave a water fountain to the city, I guess maybe back in the 70s. It was quite a long time ago. It's still on the green. It's next to where the 9/11 memorial is. And maybe 25 years ago, the city stopped using it as a water fountain. They capped it off. There's some piece of metal that just sticks out of it. And I've come back to Derby quite a lot, and because it's still a hometown to me. And it just is not what originally it was. And I thought I would make it look nicer, not change the base. I have this stainless steel Y. I sent a picture in of what it would look like. It's 36 inches tall. It's made out of stainless steel. It would just fit on top of the existing base. It would also be fingerprint proof. And I think this is right next to the 9/11 memorial. And I think it would be a very nice addition to the town. My dad gave it to his father, Albert, who I was told was on the board of aldermen in the city. My dad was a lawyer in Derby. I recently gave this nice collection of the 1955 flood to the library. I'm sure some of you have gone up there and seen this nice collection that I gave to the city. So I just think the monument, the way it is now, is kind of an eyesore, and I was willing to pay for this sculpture. I think it's 36 inches tall, weighs about 100 pounds. It just would fit on with four screws to the cap, and I think it would be a nice addition. I'd like to do that to the city. Does anyone have questions? Or...
Does anyone have any questions? Okay, that's fine. We're going to close the public portion and then we'll loop back to the questions on this matter. Okay?
Sure.
Okay. One last time. Does anyone else from the public wish to speak? Okay. We will close the public portion and move to item number 6, which is a well pump on Derby Green, proposal to modify design, discussion, and possible recommendation to full board of aldermen, alderwomen. Does anyone, Rob, Sarah, have any questions?
No, I don't have any questions. I would just like to thank Mr. Yudkin for the donation. I think it's a great idea, you know, to help beautify the green. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This is Sarah. My question is just, I know that there's been questions on items put on the green, and I'm just wondering, and maybe Attorney Baturla can help with what possible restrictions that there are on items on the green.
I'll have to look into that. I haven't looked at that issue in many years. I do seem to recall there were some, so I'll have to take a look.
Thank you.
Okay, my question was very similar along the same lines to Sarah's, was do we need to get Mr. Piscinieri's approval and Public Works, obviously? No? Okay. Okay.
Attorney Baturla, I would just like to ask, it's already a monument dedicated to the Yudkin family, as I understand it, so this would just be fixing what's currently there.
It would be replacing what's currently there, right, Rob?
Well, the base is still there from the 70s. Yeah. So it would just be adding the monument to the top of the base that's already existing.
Okay.
Modifying existing structure.
I understand. It was a water fountain before. I understand. I just want to I don't want to give an answer without looking at what restrictions, if any, there are, and perhaps the approvals required with respect to the town green.
Yeah, sure. No, I understand. I just wanted to make it clear that it's an existing base and that it's not necessarily something that's going to be built. It's already there. So
I think I remember the old water fountain that was there.
Right, we weren't going to change the base at all.
So is this something that we would look to postpone to next month, or should we get an answer within 2 weeks before the incentive to the full board?
I could try, Rob, but I can't promise because...
No, that's fine. I don't want to rush you. I just didn't know if that was something that should be done or if we should just postpone it to next month.
A month would work better.
Okay.
Yours truly is just about to start a jury trial. So.
Okay. All right. So, Robert, Sarah, would you like to make a motion then to bring it back?
Yeah, I'll make that motion to postpone it to the next month's subcommittee meeting.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion made by Rob, second by Sarah, to bring it back to subcommittees in October. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Great. And thank you again so much for your generosity and to beautify our city. We really do appreciate it and look forward to the plans and the installation. Should it go forward? Thank you.
Hello.
Okay. Item number 7, trolley stencils on sidewalks, Main Street, Elizabeth Street, Seymour Avenue, Atwater Avenue, Division Street, and Derby Avenue. Discussion and possible recommendation to the full BOA Board of Alders. Lisa Braley, are you on?
It's hard to hear you, Lisa. She might have stepped away.
Yes.
So are you there, Lisa Bailey?
You just texted me. You don't seem to be able to hear me. Can you ask for them to try to invalidate me?
Lisa, can you hear us? Do you want to try to redial in?
Okay.
Is that you, Lisa?
Yeah, she's the only one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, she's on the button.
Is that her in the picture? No, that's us.
Her mic, tell her mic is working.
Lisa, your mic is working. Can you speak? All right, we can very faintly hear you.
Can you turn me up?
Yep, there we go.
Hello?
Hi. No, I don't think so. If you can hear us, can you dial back in?
Maybe you could text her to dial with her phone. Maybe it'll be better.
Well, we'll be discussing the proposed sites for the trolley stencils. There are 50 different locations that Lisa can help us fill in our questions. We'll start in Ansonia on Division Street and proceed towards Derby, starting at Derby Ave and Division. Okay. Well, okay, so we'll wait for her to come back. So there are 50 locations here ending at the Derby portion ends as the Beltline heads into Clifton Avenue in Ansonia. So you'll recognize some of these addresses as places you may have been. There she is. Lisa, can you hear us? Lisa, unmute your mic.
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi. Great.
Okay.
Trolley.
Now you can hear.
Yes, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't have anything to say. I'm listening to you.
Oh, yes. Is there anything you'd want to say? We're on the item for the trolley stencils. It says here that there are going to be 50. Starting at the Derby Ave and Division Street corner and then going to Atwater and Division. Does anyone have any questions for Lisa? Lisa, last time we were here, I know we talked about different color decisions. Was there any other talks about using different colors for different areas?
No, this is the first time we've been able to talk about it. So just because the sidewalks are different colors, the thought had been to potentially do a different color where the sidewalk is black or speckled as opposed to white. Like the new ones which are essentially a nice pretty much white color. So just the idea was just to potentially use different colors on the different sidewalks to make them actually be visible.
Okay. And
which I put in there as an idea, like using white. The original ones from 2009 were white. So I had been thinking of using white on the darker sidewalks and then the more charcoal gray on the white sidewalk.
Okay. And who is covering the cost of the paint?
It's me out of pocket, and I have a $150 donation from Joe Salem of the Trolley Point Apartments.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. I assume, Lisa, you wouldn't be spray painting these and painting them yourself, right?
No, that's exactly what it was.
Oh, okay. So you plan to do all of them?
I figured that I would figure out that. Yes, I was planning on doing it. I had an assistant who has now gone off to college. So who will no longer be assisting me. But that I found that I could do three or four comfortably with the different colors and the amount of time it takes to move from one spot to another. So I wouldn't do a lot at a time. And the idea was to put them down gradually and weather permitting.
Okay.
And yeah, there's only one stencil, and I was planning on being the labor and the materials. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Rob, Sarah, do you have any questions?
My only question, Lisa, Sarah, is last time there was discussion of reducing the amount of stencils on a particular block, and I'm not sure if these are all the definite locations or options, but there seem to be, some concentrated amounts of stencils just within a block, particularly on Main Street, it looks like, or at the green per se. Is this a list of potential locations, or were you planning on doing?
Yes, it's a list for discussion, because since you all haven't approved it, the idea is definitely to, I wanted to put out the idea that the reason that I would have a concentration of stencils, it would be, I'd say, twofold, that since the idea is for this to be a walk, in my mind, something like the Freedom Trail in Boston, where you follow something. You can't follow something when the something is too far apart. So a tenth of a mile, you don't see the next one. And the other part of the idea is just for them to be visible so that people wonder what they are. I could easily imagine putting only a couple by the green. I think right now the green is five from the Yudkin Fountain area. Along the sidewalk. But again, with the idea of that being interesting and something for people to see and wonder about, I was specifically trying to put them at corners where one would turn, and then also at by City Hall, by the green, by a business, and actually further apart in residential neighborhoods. Where people might just be walking along and follow it. But in the downtown area, I was thinking of it as something that people would want to see and ask about. I am perfectly open to doing fewer of them, but I certainly wanted to put out the idea of them being a beacon for people to follow and a point of interest that I would be concentrating on purpose. And I can totally understand if people don't want to have lots of them. So I think I'm open to the discussion.
Thanks, Lisa. Yeah, and on the corners of streets, Definitely makes sense. And some of these locations are great. I think definitely on Main Street and maybe, you know, again, around the Green or some of the Elizabeth streets can just be reduced a little bit without detracting from the excitement and beauty and history of the project. Thank you.
I just have two quick comments, and the first is I echo what Mr. Walsh is saying. I think it's a good idea, and I remember when they were put down several years ago, and like he said, it was a good idea then, and I still think it's a good idea now as well. And then I'd also like to echo Sarah's point of lessening the number. I do think that the concentration of them, especially downtown, is a little bit too excessive, so if we can look at that and reduce the certainly reduce that number. I think that would be the best idea going forward.
Yeah, so I think my question would be, do you want to determine which ones are okay, or do I have to have a back and forth to say I think I should remove this one? Or like what would be the way to approach that?
Okay. How about if we get together with you, and we'll get the director of public works together, and we can decide from these 50 locations which ones will be the right fit for the trolley walk, and then we can bring it back and have the final list, and then we will walk through it from there, and then we'll bring it back on the agenda at the, I think probably the next meeting, if that's enough time for us to get with Public Works and Lisa. I'm happy to help be part of that conversation. Okay.
Okay, right. I'm around. If you just let me know when that would be fine. Do you know how to get in touch with me?
I will get your information from Mark.
Okay.
Thank you, Lisa. Okay. Are there any other questions on this matter? Does somebody want to, do we need to make a recommendation? Or just bring it back on the next day? Yeah. I'll make a recommendation, a motion to bring it back to the next meeting in October.
Second.
Okay, that was second by Sarah, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you, Lisa. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Item number 8, adjournment. Is there a motion?
So moved, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. So I'll second. Thank you. Thanks, Rob. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. We are adjourned at 5:44.
Okay, the next meeting of the Finance Committee will be starting shortly after they regroup.